always talks about his loving relationship with the Father, right? So what that means is God created us out of the outflow of who he is, the overflow of his generosity, of his love. He wanted to be with us without needing us. You know what I mean? It's actually a very beautiful thing. I mean, if you think about it psychologically, it's actually very beautiful. Think about it. There's a term called codependency in psychology. Like, it's an unhealthy term where, like, basically a two dating couple, right? Like, okay, a dating couple is like, oh, I need you so much. I need to always be around you. The other one is a little bit more independent. You know, you're trying to, like, go hang out with your other friends, but your girlfriend or boyfriend was like, well, let me come with you. I need you. I always have to be there for you, right? And then they need, like in some ways, it was initially when you start dating, it's kind of lovey-dovey, but then afterwards, you're like, oh, you know what I mean? Like, I need my own space. I need to be alone. I want to read my book. I want to hang out with my friends, you know what I mean? Why do I always, you know, right? There's a term in psychology to talk about a unhealthy state of a relationship called codependency. If you so need the other person to, like, define you or something, right? Like, it's unhealthy. It smushes the relationship. God has a relationship with us. He loves us not because he needs us, but out of the overflow of who he is. And God expresses, and the reason we know this is because the scriptures teach that God exists as one God and three persons in a loving and unified relationship with one another. And he expresses himself in three persons, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. My last comment, we'll continue this next week. My last comment as we end is that we as an evangelical church, evangelical is just a fancy word for a gospel. We believe in the gospel. Gospel churches, Protestant churches. We as the evangelical church, Mennonite brethren, I came from Baptist, actually, my denominational background. But, you know, like, Baptist, Mennonite brethren, American Presbyterian, Anglican. We are good with the Bible. You know, Koreans are good with prayer. I've always admired that about Korean believers, right? Like 3 a.m. prayer meeting, then you go to work at 6. I'm like, whoa, that's crazy. Like, we as the Chinese church need to learn from Korean churches, you know? But we as evangelical churches, we should be good with the Bible and theology. We are good with okay? The Pentecostal and charismatic churches, they talk about the Holy Spirit a lot. But we as evangelical churches, we don't really know much about the Holy Spirit. Here's how I know, it's because even in our prayer life, we don't really mention the Holy Spirit that much, right? Because typically, we address God in two primary ways. Can you tell me what they are? Like, we as evangelical. Father, okay, and the other one is dear son, or we typically say dear Jesus, right? When we pray, we say dear, you know, Heavenly Father, or dear Jesus, right? But we don't really talk about the Holy Spirit, which is why I feel that for me, and this really flows out of the depth of my heart, and we'll talk a lot more about this in the weeks to come. The Holy Spirit is the person in the Trinity here within the new covenant, sealed by Christ's blood, that most manifests the presence of God. So much so that he does a few major things, which we'll unpack in the weeks to come. One, he regenerates hearts. He makes us into new people. You know? I became a Christian when I was 9. I had major anger issues. Many of you know that. I'd share my testimony. God changed my heart. He made me into a new person. I want to live for Jesus now. I don't want to live for myself anymore. He regenerates my heart. Number two, he sanctifies us. He makes us holy. Holy sounds like a big religious term. It simply means to be like the character of Jesus, right? So much so, some of us have wounds and indwelling sin. Some of us have secret sins that we never tell anyone that we struggle with. I get that. I've been there. I struggle with sin still to this day. But the Holy Spirit sanctifies us. He is the presence of God that enables us to put to death our sin and to delight in holiness, to live for God. Number three, the Holy Spirit is the presence of God that empowers us for service, to serve God. We're going to talk a lot about that I think in 3 weeks, or no, that's, no, I'm not preaching in 3 weeks. But anyway, my third sermon, God willing, will be on the gifts of the Holy Spirit. God willing. To empower us for ministry, to empower us to step out of our comfort zone, to live within the will of God, to do what he has called us, to disciple our families, to be his witnesses in our neighborhood, in our workplace, and in our schools. And fourthly, the Holy Spirit is the presence of God to make our intimacy with God felt. The Holy Spirit is the person of the Trinity to make our relationship with God, okay? And I'll give you one illustration, and I'm going to end, and then we're going to sing. Okay, I'm going to continue next week, God willing. You know this is coming. You know, daddy illustrations, right? You know this is coming, okay? So Zoe, and then like some of the young parents are like, now you know, James, now you know. We've been telling you how tired we were. And like, now you know. I'm like, yeah, okay, I know, yeah, okay. We'll bear this, we'll grudge this out together. And so middle of the night, like Zoe, you know, I think if I had to guess, I'm not sure, well, first time here back at our church, but if I had to guess, she will probably calm down when you guys are around during the day. And then at night, she'll cry a lot for no reason. Like, you know, you change her diaper, you make sure she's warm, you know, you cuddle her, you feed her, right? She's still crying. She's not injured or anything, right? She's still crying, wailing, you know, wailing. I'm like, oh, this is crazy. Okay, wow, that's a lot of wailing. And I'm holding her. I'm like, it's okay, Zozo. It's okay. Say, daddy's here. It's okay. No, I love you. It's okay. She's still wailing, right? And at some point, she kind of looks at me. She never smiles when she's awake, actually. She only smiles when she's asleep, which is awesome, actually. Like in the sense, I like to see her. I would like to see her smile when she's awake, you know, because she's always like, I know. You'll see. Like, her look is like, you know, she's really, like, in distress, you know. But at some point, I'm holding her, and I'm, like, you know, bouncing her, and we have this exercise ball, you know, that yoga ball, and I'm, like, sitting on it, I'm, like, bouncing. Okay, all right, it's, like, 3 in the morning, and I'm doing this every night. Even last night, I was up. When you, who are not parents, young parents, were sleeping, I was up 4 a.m. in the morning going, okay, all right, okay, let's try to get you to sleep, right? And at some point, she calms down, and she looks at me. Now, obviously, she's way too young to comprehend what's going on. And I would like to think that in a year, year and a half from now, she would start understanding it's daddy's love, right? For now, probably she understands, like, there's warmth, there's a human presence. I get that. But at some point, I thought to myself, what a great illustration. Because of the four activities of the Holy Spirit that I have just described, namely, regeneration, sanctification, empowerment for ministry. I personally believe, anecdotally, and I need to work the things out in scripture, but that definitely anecdotally, definitely, and experientially, that the root of being called towards God to become a new person, wanting to put to death sin, not live a worldly life, but to live for Christ, and to serve him with the gifts that he has given us by his Spirit is rooted when we experientially feel the love of the Father through the Son. I look back in my life, and each of the times when I have made sacrifices for the Lord, in many ways, it was because I know he loves me, and I want to give him my everything. And so, I don't know what you're expecting. I feel like, God willing, I think the Lord has changed me for good, and I had asked for prayer from you, and I believe God has answered your prayers for me, I mean, for my restoration. I hope you weren't expecting me to be like, this is how messed up our church is and we need to fix ourselves. Perhaps I might have thought that before my break. I'm not sure. Because I kind of think that for myself, and it was very burdensome. You know what I mean? Like, I need to get better. We need to get better, right? But the root of what I'm exhorting us as brothers and sisters, as family in Christ, is we need the Holy Spirit. And we need intimacy with God. And the particularities of our lives, the complexities, God will work that out. And so that's really what I want to exhort us. And I'm just going to invite Joe up, and we'll sing in response.
Thank you, Pastor James, for sharing the message with us. Let's all rise and worship together.